mother is a witch. I'd like to get to know her. Let her put a bad spell on me.
Welcome to Orphan Radio. This is Matt and Josh Berwanger. We're doing an episode about Josh's new album that comes out Friday, June 28th. That's in a couple days. And the album's on Wiretap Records, and it's called Watching a Garden Die. How's it going? What's up, kid? What's up, Twilight?
Ricky's Twilight now.
He is?
Salt House. He wants to go by Twilight instead of Chi-Chi.
I'm a little upset because when we talked yesterday, you said Ricky was going to be staying at your house and he was going to do this episode with us.
Sorry, it's just me.
So what happened?
Do you think he would have really said a lot?
No, but, you know, Ricky's one of those people who doesn't say anything, but everything he says is funny.
Kind of like me, you know?
Yeah, you know how to keep your mouth shut. Wait, so why is he not at your house right now?
His van, which we're using for the shows coming up this weekend, had some problems.
Oh, so he had to get it fixed before he drove up?
Gee.
Okay. Talk about your new album. Tell us where you recorded it. Tell us about the label and tell us when it comes out, etc. Even though I kind of already said some of it.
The new record's called Watching a Garden Die. It was recorded at Element Studios in Kansas City. Some of it was recorded in my basement. It comes out on Wiretap Records. They put out, the Radar State record also. And it comes out Friday. And you can get it on tape, cassette tape, on Sludge People Records, CD on Lost Broadcast Records, and then the vinyl is on Wiretap Records.
Cool. Who are the players on this one?
Man, a lot of people played on this one. Like Ben Trokin played on a song. He does his own thing, which is really cool. Ben Trokin, T-R-O-K-A-N. Check out his stuff. He has a really cool band going on right now, but he also played in he plays in Raining Sound, and then he played in Charles Bradley.
Oh, cool.
Band, and then he also plays with Lee Fields. So he was on it. Jay and Casey from Hot Rod Circuit played on some songs. My friends, Tim and Deanda Frost, they're just friends, really great musicians. Eva Gardner, who's played on a few things. She played in Mars Volta and plays in Pink now. She played on a song. Matt Pryor and his daughter, Lily Pryor, they sang on a song. And then, you know, Bri Clyde played. Janko played, Johnny Phillip played, and Ricky played. And wow. Carly sang backing on a few songs.
Nice. So you have three shows coming up. Tell us where and when and why.
Thursday at the Rhino in North Kansas City. The 27th, the 28th at Ellis Street Moto in Wichita, and Lawrence at the replay on Saturday.
Damn, I wish I was going to be there. That'd be fun.
It's going to be fun. You're not going to be there.
Why are you playing in Wichita? Just because?
Well, Ricky's going to be in town for the show, so we wanted to throw something in that was kind of, you know, within a quick drive. And Wichita's cool. It's gotten a lot cooler in, like, the last 8 years. Zach's there. We're playing with Zach Schaffner's band, and I don't know. It's I think it's a fun place.
That's cool. Zach's a good man.
So are you.
Well, I was thinking, do you want to play an Only Children song, your old band? Because we haven't listened to... I don't think we've ever played Only Children on this show.
Thank God. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, can I pick it?
Yeah.
All right, Twilight.
Summer days, watch the nightfall sing me away. But I fall asleep, asleep and never wakes. Mr. Page, where were you? They say, old away. Well, across the sea, where freedom takes life. Misspelled words. The water starts to burn, and I wave. Cut your hand. Test the sword, it's sharper than the man. And he dies, so sad. And death invades the land. These days I fall asleep so easily. So easily, always. These days I often weep.
Which was recorded during the Change of Living sessions, but didn't make the record, but ended up coming out on a 45.
Yeah, it's a good one.
There's a few songs that there's like four or five, maybe four songs that didn't, that we recorded and didn't come out on that record.
So you recorded that out in Colorado.
Yeah. You were there for a few.
Woo.
That was the best. When you
That's
were
when
there.
I had a ghost incident with Jenko.
What happened? Some squirrels flew out at you?
No, I shared a room with Jenko the whole week, and
yeah.
But you know what I'm thinking it maybe was now? Because I was just in Denver a few months ago for like 2 weeks, and I had such a hard time sleeping and was having bad like nightmares every night. Maybe it's the elevation or something.
Oh, I didn't know we had a scientist on the other line.
Anyway, we'll talk about the ghost story off the air.
Can't wait.
But yeah, I had to share a room with Jenko for a week. How do you think I felt?
How was it sleeping in the same room as Jenko?
It was fine. That place was amazing, though, where you guys recorded that.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Who did you share a room with? Did you get your own room?
Yeah, of
Shocker.
course.
I like when when we're on tour and that's my room.
Bullshit.
And then I'm like, well, what about me? And you look, I it's my room.
Where do you end up sleeping?
Usually in a dumpster.
I claim the entire room.
Oh God, we spent many nights sleeping right next to each other.
Okay. Usually it's like it's Ricky and I like seeing who could get the closet first.
I like sleeping with Ricky because,
And me.
no, I like sleeping. You
Air
make
conditioning.
really weird noises at night, but
Oh.
Ricky loves having like the AC down to like 58 and fans blasting us from all different directions.
That's what I like too.
Whatever.
What?
Not so much anymore, Twilight.
Guess so. Ricky's Twilight.
Okay. What's your new name?
Magic.
Okay. Who are you playing the shows with?
At the Rhino on Thursday, Other Americans, which has Adam from Radar State in it, a band called Bell and the Vertigo Waves. The Friday in Wichita, Zach Schaffner, and then Saturday, a band called Lesser Pleasures and No Scope, a rapper from KC. Lesser Pleasures has McPaul in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. When's the last time you played at the replay?
It's been a minute.
You think like a few years?
I don't know. Like 2 years, 3 years, I don't know.
Wow.
I haven't really played a lot of shows though at all. We kind of started doing that within the last couple of months, playing a few more shows.
Yeah.
So I figure that'll kind of happen again. We'll play these shows here, and then we have like two more scheduled, I think, and then probably take a little break again.
Wait, where are the other ones and when?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look at my calendar.
Didn't you just you played an outdoor show? Was a show in Westport outdoors a couple weeks ago?
No, it was inside, and it kind of was a little. The place was really cool. It was just a little weird because it was like the same night as the Stanley Cup. It's all Blues fans. And speaking of that, what did you think of the Stanley Cup since you're a Blackhawks fan and can't stand the Blues?
Well, here's the problem. I actually like a lot of players on the Blues this year, and I like their coach a lot, and but I had a talk with Ricky Livers once, and he was like, he's like, if I fell in love with a girl who I met and I found out she was from Denver, Colorado, I don't think I could ever be with her because I have such a horrible opinion of the Broncos, and that's the way I feel about St. Louis. St. Louis has one thing going for it.
What?
They have White Castle.
Yeah,
That's pretty
okay.
much it. But like I said, I like a lot of the players on the team and I like their coach, but I cannot stand Blues fans. And
Why?
I've felt that way since I was a little kid. Like when we moved to Kansas from Chicago, we would drive to St. Louis once a year to see the Blackhawks play the Blues, starting in like 1990. And they're just the fucking worst. Like, I don't know. I mean, somebody was like, "Well, can't you just root for the team that's in the same?" And I'm like, "Absolutely not." But you know what? They won it. I guess they were gonna win at some point. So now that it's over, I'm in therapy. Ugh. But whatever.
Yeah, it's weird when like a team like that wins and like you're on social media and like for years you don't hear anyone talk about a team and then a team like that wins and then everyone's profile changes to like a Blues logo or like says something and you're kind of like, what?
And
Where
why
did
is
you...
everybody in Kansas City acting like they're St. Louis fans now?
I don't know how sports. I mean, you and I and Mike have that inside joke of how every team wins is my team.
Right.
I mean, that's where that comes from, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm all about like people getting into hockey and everything, but just like there's just something about Blues fans that I can never Like, they're even. I dislike them even more than Red Wings fans.
Yeah,
That's saying something, baby. What?
Well, I'm just glad my team did it this year.
The Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. You
Yeah,
waited a long time for that one.
my Patriots won, my Blues won,
Your Raptors won.
my Raptors won, me and my boy Drake.
God.
That how you say it?
I think the last time I remember the last time I watched an NBA game.
When?
It was in your parents' basement when the Bulls won the last one with Jordan. So I guess that was like 98
Are you
when
serious?
he hit that shot against Utah.
Yeah,
Do you remember
but I mean,
that?
yeah. That's the last time you watched a game?
I got free tickets to a game when I lived in Chicago and they played the Celtics and the seats were awesome, but it was just such a, this was like 2002, I think, but it was so boring that I was just like, I think that was, so I was at that game, but the last one I watched on TV, I think, was that one in your basement.
The game's changed so much since even 2002.
I mean, I loved it in the late 80s through the late 90s.
I think this season's going to be really fun coming up.
I don't know. It just seems so boring to me. I don't know. I mean, I like college basketball. I'll watch like pretty much any random college basketball game, but I just can't get into the NBA.
That's like opposite where I'm like kind of sick of college basketball.
You are?
And like way more into NBA, yeah.
But your boys won it last year.
Yeah, the Warriors.
No, the who I don't even remember who won the NCAA last year.
Who won this year?
That's what I mean.
I have no idea either.
Who
But it was my team. I know
Yeah, it
that.
was your team won, I remember. What are you gonna do?
I have no idea. But my team. Because I have a few teams that I've been rooting for a long time. The team before that, the year before Villanova, my boys won.
Who was that? Oh, Villanova.
Yeah,
I thought you meant the year before that.
this is the last year I forgot which team mine won.
Anyway, shut up. Yeah, I'm excited though because the NHL schedule came out the other day and the Blackhawks are playing. They only play once in Raleigh, which is like 2.5 hours from here, and they're playing on a Saturday, so that'll be cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll go to that. Why not, huh?
I don't know.
Do you want to play another song off the new record?
Yeah.
Which one?
This song's called Paper Blues.
Hey, you know how we do.
No, I don't.
Hardly awake and open my eyes can see. I'll keep my head up for a while. Cars on the street have their headlights shining right on me. Police on the highway hiding, waiting for me to speak. I don't wanna believe that there's nothing. I don't wanna. No one here.
we're back. Matt, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's Mike doing?
He is working in the other room, and we're waiting for the air conditioner repairman to get here.
Hey, cable guy.
I was, the last episode I did, it was with my friend Lizzie, who lives, who lives up in Chicago, and I asked her if she had been to any good shows lately, and she randomly was like, oh, I saw this band called Wet Tropics, and I was like, we know a dude in that band. And you're, yeah. And Radar State, you guys played with them earlier this year up in Chicago, right?
That's right.
Where was that show?
Cobra Lounge, maybe?
Oh, I like that place.
Yeah, that's where it was. Yeah, well, we know John.
Yeah, go ahead.
John Reba, we know him. He played in Boys Life, so he was just like on the scene. He's just like a year or two older, I think, and he's been on the Kansas City scene for a long time, and then him and his wife, Devin, who's also an amazing person, they moved to Chicago years back. And so, yeah, we keep in touch. We see them, or I see them like probably like once a year or so at least. And good people. I'm glad he has this band going because they're good. They're cool to play with, and they're doing some good things. You want to play one of their songs?
Yeah, I messaged with John earlier, and he sent me. This is a song that's, they have a split coming out in August with a band, another Chicago band called Sleepwalk, and it's on John's own label called Still Chill. And this song is called Tragic Accidents by Wet Tropics.
We'll be right back.
Yo, we're back.
That was cool. Wet Tropics, Tragic Accidents, check them out. Are you touring at all, or are you not gonna like do any like crazy touring anymore?
Unless like a band asks us to come out, probably not gonna go just do crazy touring. But I mean, like weekend things, I'd be into. And we got asked to do a little fest thing in LA, but it's just like, I mean, it's so tough. Like, I mean, like, it's like I'm paying for all of this stuff with like merchandise and CDs and just, there's just so much that goes into it that like I need to make money back first before, I'm still in debt from past records.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to like, touring now, it's like if we were to go, and I wish I would have realized this, and not, when we were touring kind of heavy, we were just kind of like under the impression of just like, yeah, we'll just keep going. But it's like,
Are you talking about your solo thing or Only Children, or just all of it?
well, Only Children's a whole separate thing. Only Children had some really good things going on, but I mean, we got on some really good tours there at the end. And I think we could have done some kind of cool things, but I was also getting so burnt out on music. And then also, like, Heidi and I had Ollie, and Heidi had Ollie, and I was a dad, and we had this tour planned, and I just like kind of had like this kind of breakdown and didn't want to leave because I didn't want to be away from Ollie. And but I mean, we toured with we had a tour where we opened for the Meat Puppets, we opened for Portugal the Man. So we had some good things going on. It was just kind of like, meltdown, and I took a break for a long time. And
What was
but
the
you
last, Hank, sorry to interrupt you. What was the last Only Children tour? Was it one that I was on?
I think it was
Like summer of 07?
I think it was that, or it was the Meat Puppets tour.
Yeah, I didn't do that one.
No, so it was one of those two. And then we had one booked, and then that's just kind of when I just canceled the whole. It was a West Coast tour. I'm from the
I'm from the West Coast.
and yeah, so that just kind of ended. And so now it's just like, we can go and do a tour, but it's like I know the places we're gonna do good is like L.A., Chicago,
New
New York
York.
City, and maybe Austin, and then everywhere else it's just, but you have to hit those other places in order to, the
Yeah.
drive worthwhile, and everywhere else is just kind of like, play to like 15, 20 people,
Yeah.
So
Remember that place, the Whitewater Tavern in Little Rock?
that place is great.
That was awesome. Did you ever play there besides that one time?
No, just that time.
What do you think are some of your other like favorite venues that you've played?
Pizza Works in Peoria.
Is that really what the place was called?
Pizza Works, I think, yeah.
My God.
You called your dad, and he goes,
No, I was talking to my dad and he was like, "Where are you at tonight?" And I was like, "Peoria, Illinois." And he was like, "Ugh." And I was like, "Some pizza place." And he goes, "Pizza Hut?" Like, "No."
then my dad came to that show, and that was the first time. I feel like we've told this story before, but
Maybe.
anyways, that was the first time he had seen us play. Like, he had never seen the anniversary, so he like had no idea kind of like what I was doing with my life. So then he showed up to this pizza place, and we're playing on a floor to like, there's like what, 20 people there,
Yeah, probably.
and he brought buddies from work, and I was just like, I swear it was different in the it was different. And then the next show he came to was Riot Fest anniversary, so I guess he was like, I can't believe people knew the words to the songs. It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, we had some fans.
Pizza Works, huh?
Pizza Works, though, yeah.
What about Triple Rock Social Club in Minneapolis?
That was cool.
I thought that place in where you guys played in Indianapolis was cool, that little place.
Oh yeah, what's that called?
Melody Inn.
Yeah, that's, oh, Melody Inn. Oh yeah, that's a cool place.
Yeah.
That was a weird night.
Yeah, it was a weird night. Didn't somebody throw up all over the place where we stayed and we're like, "All right, we gotta go."
It was probably Ricky,
Yeah. Well, no,
aka
he's got a new name, remember?
Twilight.
Yeah.
Twilight Salt House. Richard Twilight Salt House.
That's a cool name.
It is.
We gotta make a trip back to Oklahoma to hang out with him for a few days.
He just moved into a new house.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, what'd you get him as a housewarming gift?
I didn't know we moved into a new house, so I didn't get him anything.
Well, maybe you should get him the Sports Illustrated does like a package of like the team that won the Stanley Cup. You get like a VHS tape of all the highlights, like football telephone and things like that. Maybe you should send him that.
I know he's a big sports nut.
You should get him a subscription to Sports Illustrated.
No. Yet.
I don't think I do that just for the hell of it.
You should.
I said I'm going to.
Okay. All right, you want to play a couple more songs off the album and then wrap her up?
Shirt.
So album comes out Friday, June 28th, Wiretap Records. Will you say the names of the other two things again if, on cassette and CD, because I already forgot.
It comes out Friday, Wiretap Records, vinyl. A lot of it's close to being sold out, actually, which is good. The CD is just through my merch store, which is joshberwingermerchtable.com. And then Sludge People, who put out the Radar State tape, and then one of my other tapes, Strange Stains, is putting out the tape, and it comes with a download code. And something also, though, about this record is like, I'm really excited about it, is one of my favorite artists did the artwork for it. His name's Mike Mitchell, Sir Mike Mitchell on Instagram, and he's like a Mondo artist, and then does a bunch of stuff on his own. And I absolutely love everything he does, and it was an honor to have him do the record.
You always get cool artists to do your records, though.
I've lucked out, so yeah,
Like Jay Shaw.
Yeah, it was just like the being in the right time at the right place with him, because he was kind of still a little more unknown at the time. So, but yeah, I would love to work with him again, obviously. He's one of my favorites also.
I pre-ordered the vinyl, so it probably should be here maybe today or tomorrow.
Vinyls.
And then you put it on the turntable and you give it a spin, right? All
I don't know.
right, what two songs do you want to end with?
Okay, we're gonna play a song called Friday Night, which we had a video for, and a song called Turn Off Your Mind.
I want to ask you one more thing before we leave.
Okay.
The video that you said, like you found a bunch of your dad's old Super 8 film things that had never been developed. What's that all about?
Yeah, so the video for When I Was Young, like about, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago, my mom was like, I found all this footage. It was all just like 8 millimeter undeveloped tapes. And so I sent it to Pro 8mm millimeter in California, and they developed it all and put it onto a hard drive. And it was really, and that's, so I ended up making the video where like my son Ollie finds the tapes and then puts them on a projector and then watches kind of like stuff my dad shot from the late 70s to the early 80s.
Nice.
So really wild going through that and kind of just seeing people, not only seeing myself so young, and but seeing like my sisters and parents, and then like relatives who are still alive and some who are dead, and just like that whole other era,
Yeah, that video is awesome. So the song is called When I Was Young. Nice. It's on YouTube, right?
YouTube.com.
All right, so Thursday night, the 27th in Kansas City, Friday night, the 28th in Wichita, and Saturday night, the 29th in Lawrence, Kansas.
That's right. And then I'm also doing a thing on Monday night in Lawrence, that Colin Halliburton hosts, called 5x5, and that's at Henry's. And he has like five, he does it every first Monday of the month, where he has five artists play five songs, and it's all like acoustic or like, solo. So I'll be doing that as well.
That's cool. So that's July 1st at Henry's.
Yeah, it starts at 7, I think, and it's free. So
Cool.
I'll probably do a couple Only Children songs.
Nice. I like him. He's a good dude.
He is a good man.
He's a good man. All right. Well, have fun this weekend. Tell everybody I said hello.
You know what? I was thinking, you're a good man.
Tell Twilight, I said hi.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
But you know how I was telling you I've been rewatching Rock of Love with Bret Michaels?
Yes.
And then and then you said, did you remember that or did you watch one? Because you like called me and was like, to tell the story of the part you remember.
Oh, it's when like he tries to act like such like a nice, like humble dude who's like, just such a gentleman. And there was one episode where he was out to dinner with some girl and she was like, "I'm not wearing any panties," and he goes, "Check, please."
Dude, the show is out. I cannot recommend it more. It's so out of control. And to think of like how like times have changed so much with like being politically correct.
Yeah.
It's like that was like 8 years ago or 10 years ago, and it's just like so bad. Brett will always go like if like a chick like gets in a cat fight with another girl and her top comes off, he'll go, "Ayo."
Wait,
And then like
what's the spin you get what's the spin-off called in that scene with that girl?
there's like multiple ones, but spin-offs. One of them is like called I just finished the whole thing and it's amazing also. It's like I Love Money. The host of it is such a male chauvinist. Like he's like anytime a guy does something, he goes, "That's a smart move." But like so it's like it's people from like those Rock of Love and Daisy of Love shows, and they're competing for money, so they have to do different challenges. And so and then at the it's just kind of like any reality show, and then at the end of the episode there's three people and the person who wins the challenge gets to pick who goes home. But this one challenge is all the guys are like super like they think they're like punk rock, and but they're like huge like muscular dudes with like Affliction shirts and that kind of style.
Yeah.
And one of and there so it's like one of the first times three dudes are up, because it's usually like two girls and a guy who are up. And three dudes are up and a girl is making the decision who should go home. And the host comes up and he goes, "Three strong men." And then he looks over at the girl and he goes, "And one person that isn't so strong." And she looks at him, she goes, "I'm strong." It's just so fucking bad. But the other spinoff was Daisy of Love. She got rejected by Bret Michaels. And there's an episode where she goes out with like again, all the dudes are huge, except there's one dude who's kind of little, and his name's actually Chi Chi. But he goes so she takes them on a double date, like it's her and Chi Chi and the other guy's named Six Pack.
That's cool.
The Six Pack dude's like a southern, huge, like rhinestones on the back of the jean pockets.
Is there a problem with that?
There's not. I'm just like I can't find them anymore, so I was just jealous. She's like, "You two are the ones so far that I'm not the most compatible with, and I want to know why you would be good for me." And so like Chi Chi goes first. He's kind of like, "Daisy, I think like if we were on a date and a guy came over and he just bought you a drink, I would totally respect that because he was just appreciating your beauty and I just think you're so beautiful." And then it like cuts to like confession scene of Six Pack. He goes, "If a guy comes up to me and my girl and doesn't bring two drinks, he's gonna be sucking my dick." So now, like, it's an insight. It just makes no sense because it's just he's so like doesn't like gay people or anything like that. But he says like the guy's gonna be sucking dick. So that's like an inside joke with our band now, where it's like Jenko. So it's like Brian, if Bracklyle, if you miss a note, you're gonna be sucking my dick. And then Jenko changed it to like Josh. If you mess up this song, I'm gonna be sucking your dick.
What does Bret Michaels say again when when a girl's top comes off during a cat fight?
Well, like multiple things happen. Like they do like a football game, and a girl's panties get like taken down, and he goes, "Ayo." But it's all on Amazon Prime, and it's all uncensored. So they show like all the nudity and everything,
I know what I'm doing tonight.
and they also like don't block out any of the word. Dude, there's some crazy stuff.
Oh, what was the thing? Never mind. This has gone on way too long. Okay.
Hey, check, please.
Check, please. All right. So we're playing two new songs off the new album, Friday Night and Turn Off Your Mind.
Correct.
All right. Anything else?
And thank you so much for having me on this program.
Program.
You don't know where you're going.
Melody running through me all of my life.